This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1501. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded February 25th, new frequencies for Argentina, France, Indonesia, Madagascar, Vanuatu. Mistakes in harmonics from China, Honduras, Peru. Clandestines for Djibouti, Eritrea, Iran, Kurdistan. Program tips from Europe and Mongolia. Yulish still operating. English from Kazakhstan. Polish radio cuts. And the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. Brian Clark in New Zealand reports hearing RAI, Argentina's external service, including English at 0200 UT February 24th on their other frequency, 15345, instead of the one normally in use in the evening, 11710. Perhaps they have a problem changing frequencies. This may not last, but check both of them if you don't hear it on the frequency you expect it. Both frequencies vary considerably. He had it on 15345.14 and the next day on 15345.36. But in New Zealand, he says, it's the best reception I've had of their English service in some time. It is, of course, only UT Tuesdays through Saturdays. Chinese Communist traditional all-music jamming Firedrake pops up on more and more frequencies, unpredictably, or at least inexplicably, unless because Sound of Hope has put a transmitter on a new frequency, just to keep the Chi-Com busy. For example, 9380 has been bearing Firedrake in our mornings here, such as around 1400, even though we're not aware of anything that needs to be jammed there, such as Deutsche Welle. That's led Radio Sweden to change their frequency just to get away from it, according to the Media Network blog. The same morning, there was Firedrake on 9680, of course interfering with Radio Republik Indonesia, probably because Taiwan is also using the frequency, or scheduled to, although for quite a while now, we'd not been hearing any such interference from Taiwan or the mainland. If you tune to 7220 at 1359 UT, as I have several days now, you will hear the interval signal instantly recognizable of Radio Exterior de España. Trouble is, they're not scheduled on this frequency before or after that hour. If you keep listening and have adequate reception at 1400, the same transmitter suddenly switches to China Radio International's Chinese language service. So I think I figured out what's happening here. The Kunming transmitter site, which is running the following hour of CRI, makes an operational error, probably because it's coming that way to them over the satellite via Beijing, and puts on the Spanish interval signal, which is supposed to be transmitted only from another site, as Spain is relayed by Communist China between 12 and 14 UT via Xi'an on 11910. Via Fred Water in Ontario news about Ernst Zundel, the Holocaust denier who lived in Toronto, is about to be freed from a German prison. He was heard via U.S. and Russian shortwave transmitters at one time. He has served his five-year sentence, having been convicted in Germany for denying the Holocaust, and should be released on March 1st, since he's receiving credit for time served ahead of his trial in 2007. However, he dare not come back to the U.S. or Canada, apparently. In fact, he is barred or banned from entering those countries, but he allegedly fears for his life if he has to stay in Germany outside prison. Chris Greenway in England informs us of a new clandestine station called La Voix de Djibouti. Well, fairly new. It's said to have launched on January 7th, broadcasting once a week on Thursdays in French and Somali. There's a website, which appears to be all in French, www.lavoisdedjibouti.com, all one word. There's contradictory information about the scheduled time. It's either 15 to 16 UT or 15:30 to 16:30, but the frequency from an unknown site is 15165, Thursdays only. Well, it's about time Djibouti had its very own clandestine. The website indicates it's the free and independent voice of the Djibouti people. And if you can't hear it on 15165, there are MP3 files, apparently of the complete broadcast, seven of them already, as well as full transcripts in French. I was not aware Djibouti was so mountainous, even above the timberline, judging from the only illustration on the website. Or could this be a hint that it's really based in Colorado? Jari Savolainen in Finland says, I was checking the jamming situation February 22nd at 1500 on 5060 and 7175. Eritrean frequencies, there was no jamming on 5060, but weak Eritrea audible under a strong signal from China. At 1600, no jammers appeared on 7175, where Voice of the Broad Masses of Eritrea was carrying some celebration program. At 1606, that frequency had an enthusiastic female voice in American English talking about youths of Eritrea and the new generation. She ended her speech with the phrase, "Victory to the masses," and got loud applause, then back to local languages and music. This was also on 7210 and 5060. Chris Greenway says, fine monitoring today, that's February 22nd, was a day of protest by Eritreans in various cities around the world against UN sanctions imposed in December. Sounds like you heard a special broadcast of one of the rallies. And Yari replies, yes, I noted that later when looking at the net. I first checked if there was a public holiday in Eritrea, but not. Then I noticed that there were mentions of a worldwide rally against UN sanctions on Eritrea on February 22nd. DXMX News Bulgaria reports a new time and frequency for one of the many clandestines for Ethiopia, Radio Bilal in Amharic. Starting February 15th, it's on daily between 18 and 19 UT via the Samara site in Russia on 9345. Until then, it had been on Sundays only, half an hour earlier, on a different frequency. Kent D. Murphy in West Virginia says, I really enjoy Network Europe, a news magazine-type show that can be heard weekdays on a number of European shortwave stations, including Radio Netherlands, beginning about 1910 UT after the Dutch news, on 11655 and 12080. It's also on Radio Romania International at about 0127 on 6150 after their Romanian news. Some stations just don't want to let go of the old shortwave seasonal setup, making frequency changes at the beginning of March, which we used to call the M season. Well, actually, it's the last day in February in the case of Radio France International. Mike Barraclough found that they have a new website in English, and that leads to the list of frequency changes. So effective February 28th, here's when English is to be heard. The morning broadcast, they always fail to specify, but we've found out, are Monday through Friday only. And, of course, the only target area is Africa in the Indian Ocean. At 04 to 4:30, 7315 and 9805. At 5 to 5:30, 9805 and 11995. 6 to 6:30, 9765, 15160 and 13680. At 7 to 7:30, 15605. And the daily broadcasts at 12 to 12:30, 21620 and 16 to 17 remain unchanged, 15605. Thanks to tips from Kai Ludwig and Wolfgang Büschel, a number of us heard a special once-a-year broadcast from a private station in Germany called Radio Umrang. It's promoting the Frisian language, the islands at the extreme northwestern corner of Germany where those are spoken, February 21st, it was on the air, apparently via a 500-kilowatt Vertactl transmitter, which they just purchased time for, on 15245 between 16 and 17 UT. You can read much more about it in the new issue of DX Listening Digest, number 10-08, via worldofradio.org. The station's announcements and publicity claimed they were using the Jülich site in Germany. We thought that site had been off the air since the end of October and was due to be dismantled. However, this led Kai Ludwig to do some research and found that although this broadcast probably was not really via Jülich, it was in fact reactivated for a few broadcasts as of November 20th. It was silent for less than 4 weeks and was again in use Monday through Friday between 1626 and 1659 only, carrying Transworld Radio in Armenian on 5980. And Thursday and Friday also for Radio Shorio, that's a clandestine for Ethiopia or Somalia, on 9820. If you consult the media broadcast schedules, they in fact do show JUL for these few transmissions, apparently still in effect. Kai says it seems the current state of the site is similar to what IBB calls caretaker status, transmitter engineers showing up on work days and the transmitters being used for real broadcasts instead of testing them on dummy loads. There is a strong but very distorted signal in Spanish on the 90-meter band. 3290, I heard UT February 19th at 0210 past 0300. In fact, it was so bad it was hard to be sure it was in Spanish, but I finally decided it was. This is one of those signals that sounds like FM when you listen on an AM-only receiver, causing a lot of distortion. It sometimes helps to tune slightly to the side for better clarity, slope detection, but in this case it did not help very much. My suspicion is that this is the Honduran, which is supposed to be on 3340, Radio Misiones Internacional, which has been missing from that frequency. They may be trying to get back on the air rather unsuccessfully. In fact, at one point I thought I heard that station name mentioned, but I'm not positive. Next check later in the evening, it was off, nor did I hear it the following few evenings, but it was back on UT February 24th. When I tuned in at 0300. This time, however, the center of the 10 kilohertz wide, extremely distorted FME signal was around 3287. Once again, I could not make anything intelligible out of it, and it stopped modulating at 0354 and off the air at 0355. So I hope others will check this out, especially if you have a shortwave receiver which has narrowband FM capability, something you don't normally need on the 90-meter tropical band that might bring in a clearer signal. This was, if it is HR in Honduras, this was once known as HRMI, but WRTH now lists the call sign as HREZ, although they still call it Radio Mi or MAE. New frequency for Voice of Indonesia as of February 23rd, including the English broadcast at 13 to 14 UT. After a number of months, on 9526, or just a smidgen below it, they shifted back to their other frequency, 9525, or rather, just a smidgen below that. We assume these are actually two different transmitters, which for some reason are operating 1 kilohertz apart. So no longer do we hear a 4 kilohertz het against stations on 9530. The modulation level still leaves something to be desired. And they are still doing the exotic Indonesia remote hookup with RRI Banjarmasin on Tuesdays during this 13 UT broadcast. You're tuned for the 1,501st World of Radio. Consult our website for much more info, especially in the archive of DX Listening Digest via worldofradio.com. Your contributions always welcomed, such as a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA, or via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. This enables us to continue providing this public service free of advertising. Here's another intriguing mystery, which may or may not turn out to be something exotic, but let's check it out. In the Rádio Escudas group in Brazil, Fabrício Andrade Silva in Santa Catarina had an UN ID on 13645. This was Friday, February 19th, between 1645 and 1659 UT. It was a very strong signal. He wasn't sure of the language, but it seemed to be from Central Asia. They mentioned Afghanistan and Azerbaijan. However, nothing is scheduled on this frequency at this hour on the usual online reference lists. So, another member of the group, Adalberto Marques de Azevedo, started doing some internet research and found that 13645 had previously been used by a clandestine called Voice of Southern Azerbaijan. If you've been around a while, you may remember that. Then I did my own research and found that it was last reported in 2003. In fact, it was in February of that year. However, they were using 9375 at that time, between 1629 and 1700. And that report referred to it having been previously heard in August of 1998. So it may make very rare appearances if it is still making comebacks. This is not a clandestine for Azerbaijan, but for the northern part of Iran, which they refer to as southern Azerbaijan due to the ethnic makeup of many of the inhabitants. It was supposedly only on Thursdays and Fridays back then. However, Fabrício heard it again on Saturday. So let us check at least on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday between 16 and 17 on 13645 and see if there's anything there that we may fully identify. There is no external shortwave service from one of the world's largest countries, Kazakhstan, let alone anything in English, but they are kind enough to relay many other stations, including our own gospel hucksters, to the predominantly non-Christian countries in the vicinity. For example, the Almaty site, which has a number of high-power transmitters, is listed as the source of family radio on 9310 between 12 and 14 UT, and it is in English, so that should be an easy log, and you could QSL it via family radio. And there is much more discussion of the shortwave sites in Kazakhstan in the new DX Listening Digest. About WWCR's new frequency, 4775, starting at 03 UT, Aker Peterson in Denmark says it's jammed by Iran. Well, indirectly, actually, Iran is jamming Voice of Iranian Kurdistan, which varies around the same frequency, such as 4789 or 4771, heard between 0425 and 0450. I'm pleased to report that the collision mentioned last week between two target broadcasts, one for Madagascar and the other for Sudan, both on 15670 from European sites, has finally been resolved. As of February 20th, the Saturday and Sunday only broadcast of Radio Mada for Madagascar, which comes via Pridnestrovia at 1530 to 1600, shifted to 15660. Leaving 15670 between 14 and 17 UT daily for Miraya FM from and to Sudan via IRRS. Although we frequently hear it not too far away, Jorge Freitas in Bahia, Brazil was pleased to pick up the 250-watt station in Merida, Yucatan on 6104.8 variable, which relays the FM station Candela, February 21st at 0731 until blocked by Transworld Radio at 0743. He made a recording, and although he didn't get a clear ID on it, it certainly sounded like the station I've been hearing, and so I told him. So he went on and sent them a reception report, and got a nice EQSL with illustration of pyramids and other things from Yucatan, along with a data sheet which confirmed the power is 250 watts, and it says the antenna is a dipole with an azimuth of 240 degrees, which would certainly be unfavorable both for North and South America aiming out into the Pacific, but would be good if, like most dipoles, it's really bidirectional and also sending a signal toward Florida. I am also pleased to note that from now, presumably until next summer in Brazil, Rádio Nacional da Amazônia is back on standard time, even though there was no time change at all in its target area, which means it signs on 1 hour later on 6185, giving us 1 hour more of clear reception from Radio Educación in Mexico City, which has a nice eclectic music program going at that time. It's more or less in the clear starting at 0620 when Vatican finishes with the frequency. I've not yet stayed up late enough to hear exactly when Brasilia comes on, but it should be sometime between 0730 and 0800. In North America, we hear an annoying heterodyne between two weak stations on 9665 when we'd like to hear Voice of Mongolia's English broadcast at 1530. Unfortunately, they chose that frequency, oblivious of the fact that North Korea was already using it and it's always off frequency causing the het. Situation apparently is different in Germany, Wolfgang Büschel says in BCDX, Voice of Mongolia. I came across at 1530 UT in English, fair signal until closed down at 1600 February 16th. Charming sound of young lady announcer in best Cambridge English accent, and little disturbed by a tiny hiss of the Korean domestic service on adjacent 9665.44. World Radio TV Handbook has now published on their website both the international and now the domestic broadcasting update. One of the interesting items is that the Pakistan Broadcasting Corporation Current Affairs Channel has been renamed National Broadcasting Service. It is carried on medium wave, and they plan to start carrying it on shortwave to 7205 or 7215 kilohertz. And I believe that is partly in English. We have three hot DX items from Peru. Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia, who, by the way, has just set up his own blog to get the news out more quickly, says he heard Radio Altura in Cerro de Pasco on 5014.4, February 21st at 1110 to 1203. It was a bilingual Quechua and Spanish program, and he says, I'd not heard it since August of 2008, so it's been off for a sesquiyear. They were playing folk music and an ID in Spanish claiming that they are in the highest city in the world, Cerro de Pasco. I looked it up and its elevation is quite high, 4,380 meters, equivalent to 14,371 feet. However, I suspect there are some even higher cities in places like Tibet. He also reports a new shortwave station in Peru on 5485.6. That frequency, or 5487 variable, may sound familiar, as it's been reported recently as La Reina de la Selva in Chachapoyas. However, he says that frequency now has a different station called Radio Frecuencia Popular in Olmos, O-L-M-O-S, Peru, heard February 20th from 2306 to sign off at 0202. He got plenty of IDs and local announcements, etc., so he was quite sure of it. It's apparently simulcasting the medium wave station in Olmos on 1320. The question is, what happened to the other station around 5486, known, as I said, as La Reina de la Selva? One possibility is that the former station simply sold the transmitter along with the crystal for the same frequency to the new station elsewhere in the country. That's been known to happen before in Peru. Furthermore, with higher frequency propagation improving, I've been looking for harmonics above 18 megahertz, and I found one on 18057.9. In the mornings here at various times between 1400 and 1530. It's the third harmonic of Radio Victoria in Lima, Peru, one which carries mostly religious programming, including the wacky wailing preacher speaking a combination of Spanish and Portuguese, David Miranda. He has a regular show at 1500 UT on those frequencies. It's quite weak, but in the clear on 18057.9. While on the fundamental, 6019.3, about it all it accomplishes is putting an annoying heterodyne on major stations foolish enough to try to broadcast on 6020. The PAP news agency in Warsaw, February 17th, via BBC Monitoring, says the cash-strapped Polish radio may shed up to 500 staff. 300 to 500 may be fired under a restructuring scheme launched to appease PR's dwindling finances. The sackings were necessary in light of dwindling radio license fees. No mention of shortwave, of course, in this brief story, but we know that the external service has already had to consolidate programming due to budget cuts, and we know what a low priority shortwave has in many countries, so it could be a threat to PRES. I got a message from Pete Miller. Remember him, the former broadcaster on Radio Slovakia International. He says it's now 18 months since I was pushed aside for reasons I do not understand and were never explained to me. However, he wants people to know that he is still happy to serve as an exchanger of stamps, which he was doing while he was working there. He asks shortwave listeners who want some stamps to send him two IRCs or some stamps, and he'll just send some in exchange. Check the latest DXLD for his postal address only. After a brief absence, Solomon Islands has reactivated on 5019.96, says Seichi Hasegawa, Japan, heard since 0800 UT February 19th by many Japanese DXers. I also can tell the carrier is on much later against Cuba 5 kilohertz up, such as 1355 UT. Supposedly, before they went off altogether, they had quit relaying BBC overnight, but they're running the carrier now, so I wonder if they'll also start modulating it again with BBC. The other big DX news from the Pacific is that the second transmitter of Radio Vanuatu is on the air since February 18th. Brian Clark in New Zealand reports hearing it on 5054.97, very good at 0715 UT, parallel to 3945, which was slightly better. Adrian Sainsbury of RNZI says it's only running a sesquikilowatt on 5055. At first, it's running 24 hours a day, partly with open carrier, just to burn it in, I suppose, and they also plan to test on 7260. I also detected a carrier, presumably from this, around 1330. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued February 23rd, ANK indices mostly 5 and 2. Solar flux dipping to 78 February 27th and rising to 90 March 7th to 13th, and down to 76 by March 20th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1501.